Coke, Pepsi, and Dr. Pepper spent more than $10 million trying unsuccessfully to defeat a sugary drinks tax in Philadelphia. More than 1 month after it was signed into law by Mayor Jim Kenney, we're just learning about the donors who supported the tax. WHYY's Katie Culinary learned that one of the biggest givers to the pro-tax camp is a member of the board serving as Philadelphia's fiscal watchdog. Katie, who is Michael Karp?
Michael Karp is a wealthy donor who's given to Republican and Democratic candidates over the years, and he made a lot of his money in real estate in University City. And for a long time, he's been one of the five members of the Pennsylvania Intergovernmental Cooperation Authority, or PICA. It's often referred to as the city's fiscal watchdog. And the PICA board has to approve Philadelphia's budget and five-year plan in order for the city to get state funding. Documents show, and Karp confirmed to us, that he gave $25,000 to Philadelphians for a Fair Future, the nonprofit that put out ads and rallied community groups in favor of the tax, which is a key component of this year's budget and the five-year plan.
Begging the key question, is it a conflict of interest for a PICA member to give money to a cause like this?
Right, that is the big question, Dave. And I spoke to David Thornburg. He's with the Good Government Group Committee of 70, and he said it doesn't look entirely good.
PICA is intended to be kind of an independent voice that ultimately approves the city's taxing and spending plans. And here was a proposal to change Philadelphia's taxes. Obviously, there were some folks felt one way or the other, but the fact that a member of this body was in fact supporting one side just feels a little odd.
As Thornburg pointed out, Karp doesn't necessarily stand to benefit personally from the soda tax revenue, but it is questionable whether an official in his position can objectively review the mayor's spending plans, given that he supported it with his cash.
To which Karp responds,
he doesn't think it's a conflict of interest. Karp told me PICA has a really simple mission.
We're not recommending or supporting any specific program. We're looking only at whether the total of all revenue numbers versus the total of all expenditures come in with a balanced number. So we're not looking at any specific program. We're just looking at the bottom line.
But if you remember, a lot of the soda tax debate was centered on whether it would actually deliver the revenue the mayor's office was saying it was going to pay for these programs, expanding pre-K, community schools, and this big overhaul of parks and rec centers.
What motivated Michael Karp to give to the effort?
It's not clear whether Mayor Kenney asked him to give, but it is clear that Michael Karp has strong feelings about soda and its effects on health, especially the health of children. Case in point, when I first reached him by email last night, he sent me back a link to a video made by BuzzFeed of people who like to drink soda checking out what happens if you leave a human tooth in a vial of soda for 5 days.
Ah, this is not good. What is it? Is it a tooth? Ew, ew!
The teeth go from white to brown, and you can hear the reactions there.
Ew.
Karp told me that he doesn't allow his children to drink soda. He didn't allow them growing up, only on special occasions like birthdays. And this is not Karp's first foray into the soda wars. He was a member of the Board of Education back in 2000 when Coke was trying to strike a deal giving the district $43 million in exchange for becoming the exclusive provider of beverages in the public schools. And back then, Karp is on record questioning that deal and the kind of message it would send to children and the impact on their health. So he supports the idea of taxing soda and encouraging and discouraging its consumption. But again, the question is, how does that impact his ability to judge the tax's role in the city's overall financial picture?
And with that, is Michael Karp planning to recuse himself from voting?
He told me he is planning to vote when PICA meets at the end of the month.
Thanks, Katie.
Thanks, Dave.
WHYY's Katie Culinary on Newsworks Tonight.